hanging on the porch in the rain and walking down the street hand in hand. A little baby calls out my name, Daddy, there ain't no sweeter thing than these little things.
Josh Rogan, where have you been?
Virginia.
Virginia. You and your wife and two kids and one on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Now live where in Virginia?
Charlottesville.
What's so great about Charlottesville? Why did you move from Redstone to Charlottesville?
It's kind of hurts a little bit in right there in the chest area to leave the valley. But mom and dad are back there. We're raising a family. I got brothers back there. And we also have a family farm.
Ooh.
And a dad who wants to give me land.
Well, okay.
So sort of rolling out the red carpet. And I already started a home back there in my 20s and drilled a well and put in a cistern. So everything's sort of laid out for me.
Yeah.
And it was an opportunity I had to jump on.
So what have you been doing? You've been gone for, what, a year? A little over a year?
A year. Really a year to this very week almost.
Oh, wow.
Because I was here for food and wine last year. And that's when I picked up my last load of stuff.
Okay.
And headed back.
What have you been doing back in Charlottesville?
I think the first most special thing about being back there is taking care of my girls, being with them 5 days a week. Eliza wanted to teach. And I said, go for it. And I'll be with the girls.
So you have two girls.
Two girls.
And one on the way.
And one on the way.
Wow.
So I spent the rest of the time homesteading that piece of property, building some structures, fixing the road, and then recording and writing and preparing myself for this year. You know, the special gigs that mean the most to me, I want to keep them close to me and start looking for more of those venues.
Yeah.
So it was sort of a perfect opportunity to switch gears and take care of my music career at the same time.
Well, so you're back in the Roaring Fork Valley for Carbondale Wild West Rodeo, Food and Wine, and you're going to play Redstone on Sunday. This is not your first rodeo with Food and Wine,
that's right.
Is it?
No. Nice. It's my third year in a row, and I was playing the Red Onion one night, and this gentleman called me like in the middle of the following year, just out of nowhere, and said, hey, I saw you at the Red Onion. I took one of your cards. I'd like you to play this private party at Food and Wine. And could you be there? And then it just took off from there. He started introducing me to other friends and other Food and Wine private parties. And it's been great.
Yeah.
Lots of fun. And I just jump on any opportunity I can get out here because this is sort of my second home, and I got to come back.
Well, and I think it's interesting because you're playing Food and Wine, and then you're playing the rodeo, two opposite sort of polar opposite events, and then you're going to hang out at the Redstone Inn on Sunday and play by the pool.
Yeah, it sounds like paradise.
Yeah.
And,
you know, but I like the fact that you're playing for everybody.
Yeah, me too. That's my goal.
Mm-hmm.
It really is part of the journey is to play that music, get it out there. And the rodeo is so dear to me. I emailed Melanie, you know, immediately after I knew I was coming out here. Yeah, she's just such a sweetheart. And the rodeo is so authentic. And my first experience with the rodeo was probably maybe 10 or 12. You know, Dad took me down to the Carbondale Rodeo, and I ran around and tried to get one of the ribbons off the calf scramble. Yeah, and won a hat. Or maybe I won the hat up at Snowmass. I forget. But Dad took me to the rodeos and to horse camps. So I grew up riding horses, and it just felt like I got to go find out if I can be a part of the rodeo. You know, I don't want to ride and a bull, maybe in a dream, but you know, I wanted to be there.
Your music works with the rodeo. And talk about the kind of music. I mean, do you play the same kind of music at the rodeo that you do at Food and Wine that you would at Redstone?
Yeah.
Okay, so your music fits
Thank you.
Everywhere.
It's it's sort of like outlaw. Mm-hmm. There's something about the rodeo that's like outlaw. Mm-hmm. There's something about motorcycles that's outlaw, or skiing, or you know, these hang gliders. It's just get out there to the edge, mm-hmm. and that's what art is for me. It's the most risky thing I've ever done.
Really,
it's the scariest, most exciting place to live.
Really, talk about that.
It's in my head, and it's to stay creative and to stay excited is a lot of work. And I have a lot of energy, mm-hmm. but if I don't direct it into this artistic thing, then it could just be a labor intensive job. Maybe I'm digging a hole or working on a foundation, which mm-hmm. is what I used to do. Mm-hmm. But when I play guitar, I get so much more out of it.
I just have
to do it.
Has the outlaw thing ever gotten you into any kind of trouble?
Just a little bit. Like okay. maybe getting busted with some weed or something, mm-hmm. but
okay,
so, not really.
Okay, so you're not like channeling the inner outlaw.
No.
Okay.
No, the secret to being an outlaw is to never get caught.
So you can stay outside the
right.
law.
And never talk about it. So maybe delete that part.
When you play at the rodeo, what do you do? I mean, what can people expect when they see you at the rodeo?
Well, Melanie and I have sort of figured out a way to fit songs in throughout the night. Mm-hmm. It's not my show, so I don't command attention. You know, just kind of sneak in mm-hmm. little places in between events, mm-hmm. Sometimes sing, sometimes finish a song, sometimes just play 10 seconds of a song, okay. sometimes pretend like I'm actually the soundtrack to the rodeo. Here they go. Dun, 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 dun. And then he fell down and slowed down. And,
that's
you know,
great.
I would love to serenade the rodeo one day. And I think some of those songs they use are perfect. But if I were to bring out a band, I could almost simulate what they're doing. Play an AC/DC cover mm-hmm. song. Mm-hmm. Play some of their favorite hit country songs that they use for their crazy bull right. riding events. Uh-huh. But do it live. Have a drummer.
That's a great idea.
Have a fiddle player. Have a guy with a washboard. You know, doing all these almost like Prairie Home Companion.
Right.
You know,
right.
bringing in sound effects and have them. You know, just have
that's
a ball.
That's perfect.
Right. Rawhide.
That's a good idea for next summer.
Yeah. It might take a while. It'd be a hell of a production, but I think we could do it one day.
Have the sound effects to the rodeo.
Right. And then, you know, right now I'm working on possibly doing a movie with someone to promote a theater in Charlottesville, Virginia.
So you're going to do a movie about a theater in Charlottesville.
And I would do the soundtrack.
Okay.
And that's one of my other dreams is uh-huh. just to be involved with the arts, uh-huh. with my little craft. Uh-huh. The
Your
music,
little craft.
My little guitar, you know.
When did you start playing guitar? When did you start your little craft?
There's pictures of me holding my dad's guitar. Back as soon as you could imagine it, just... Okay. But I remember my first memories were with a guitar,
okay.
singing these ridiculous little songs that I would make up and and show off to my parents, and there would just be this, you know, maybe two chords, and I'd go back and forth and sing a little lyric, and it just built and built and built, and then the more I work at it, I realize there's a lot missing in my work. You know, I need to pay attention to Tom Petty and Neil Young and J.J. Cale and Stevie Ray Vaughan and songwriters like John Hiatt. Mm. Find out how do they do it? What do I need to do?
Did you do so that? Have you done that since?
Always.
Throughout your career?
I just keep listening.
Who's the main person that you've listened to?
J.J. Hiatt, Knopfler.
Mark Knopfler?
Yeah. Dire Straits, you just can't beat it.
Yeah, yeah.
And J.J. Cale, he's just the man. He's just so relaxed. Mm-hmm. I want to be like that. I want to calm down and then play rock and roll.
Oh, okay. So it's sort of the zen of
yeah,
rock and
right,
roll,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. Yeah. He's like the zen master of rock and roll. I've never thought of it that way. That's perfect.
Well, you used to sing with your brother. One of these CDs that you brought me.
Yeah, it's been a long journey. The Rogan Brothers, I started out kind of where I am now, just me and the guitar, talent shows, playing open mic nights, and then I started taking it more seriously, started doing parties in high school for college kids, and then I started playing bars, and then started playing Sturgis Motorcycle Rally.
Oh, Sturgis. You know, South Dakota?
Yeah. For 7 years I did that. And
wow. What was that like?
It was wild.
Talk about outlaw.
Talk about...
In the old days, it was outlaw.
Rodeos and motorcycles and dust, and it's a beautiful thing. Mainly, I just have figured out a way to survive by finding rodeos and food and wine and Redstone Inns and really falling in love with it. These little venues or big venues, the dynamics of a private party and being able to turn them on, you know, in at their house or on top of a building, you know, just fit in, sneak in, almost like we're saying, like the rodeo. It's not my show. It sounds backwards, but it's really not about my show.
What's it like playing for people who aren't focused on listening to you? You know, I mean, you're playing at the rodeo and people will hear you, but it's not like, okay, and now Josh Rogan, and everybody's paying attention to you.
I think somewhere it's sort of like 50-50. You need both. I need gigs that are about the rallies or the music festivals. So you're not selling tickets to your fans when you're playing a festival, even though there's possibly 100 people there to see you. It's still not all about you. There's something nice about that. And then the other 50% of the time, I love listening rooms where people are like, wow, I like those lyrics. I heard what you said. I get it. I get you. Right. And that's important.
Talk about your lyrics. You write, I mean, you perform mostly
original
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good original stuff.
Thanks.
I might say. Talk about your lyrics, your inspirations.
I want to be creative with lyrics. Words are so fun to mix around, like numbers. And, you know, if you put the word this way or that way, you're going to get different feelings. And so they're like colors. And I can paint a different image by using different words and moving them around. And because we're all struggling to communicate, and it's so nice when you can get the point across. There's like a high that I get.
What are you doing these days in Charlottesville? What kind of music are you playing these days?
I'm gearing up for sort of what I was doing, but with new material, fresh energy, different venues, East Coast.
You're getting a different response on the East Coast? Southeast?
It's pretty much the same response.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you have your dull moments, but most of the time, where I'm at in my career right now is it's a good time.
Okay, good to hear.
So I just hope I can keep moving forward, you know, and come play Mountain Fair maybe next year.
That would be wonderful.
So
haven't you played Mountain? You've played Mountain Fair
a couple times.
Yeah.
So I'd like to come back to that. Mm-hmm. Maybe bring a band.
Mm.
Play a little later in the day, maybe.
Well, Josh Rogan, it's a real pleasure to talk with you again.
We've I
missed
love you,
you out here.
Probably hear me in the streets, I hope.
Okay.
I'll be on top of a building down in downtown Aspen Saturday. And then the Redstone Inn on Sunday by the pool Father's Day. So happy Father's Day, everybody.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Amy.
Good to see you.
Cheers.